Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth this weekend denied an NBC News report claiming he is laying groundwork for a 2028 presidential run, calling the report 100% false. The denial is categorical, but the fact that NBC ran the story at all, citing sources describing conversations Hegseth has had about his political future, suggests there is smoke somewhere, even if we cannot see the fire from here.
The political logic for Hegseth exploring a 2028 run is not hard to construct. He has higher name recognition than almost any other potential Republican candidate outside of the Trump family. He has a media platform and a military credential that plays well with the MAGA base, and he has spent the past 18 months implementing some of the most politically charged changes in Pentagon history, removing diversity programs, restructuring the chain of command in ways that maximize civilian control, overseeing the military's expanded role in immigration enforcement. Whether you think those are good or terrible decisions, they have built a distinct political identity.
The problem with Hegseth as a 2028 candidate is the same problem he has had throughout his tenure at Defense. Questions about judgment and fitness for office that dogged his confirmation process never fully went away. There were allegations of personal conduct that Senate Democrats hammered repeatedly. And while he survived confirmation, those questions are opposition research in a box waiting to be reopened. The 100% false denial is the right move tactically. You do not want to be a sitting cabinet secretary visibly running for president, because it invites the kind of scrutiny that makes your day job harder.
It also raises the broader 2028 Republican field question. If Trump does not seek a third term, setting aside the constitutional debates about whether that would even be permissible, the field is genuinely open. And it is genuinely crowded with people who have been quietly positioning for 2 years. Hegseth, if he ran, would be competing against people like J.D. Vance, who as vice president has the most structurally advantaged position of anyone in the potential field, and possibly against figures from the governor ranks who have not yet declared their national ambitions.
The Democrats' own 2028 positioning is complicated by the Michigan situation we just discussed. El-Sayed's nomination is a signal that the progressive wing has genuine organizing strength in some states, even as the party's establishment remains skeptical. The question is whether the party resolves that internal tension before 2028 or carries it unresolved into another national campaign.